Aircheckdownloads.com.
Eon, helping you get energy fit. We're on it.
You're listening to Real. Get your SRT on the Real Breakfast Show.
Good morning. It's horrible outside, isn't it, again?
It's just grim, isn't it?
No, it's so depressing. Oh. It's so depressing. And to depress me even more, my friend posts lots of pictures of himself on holiday on Facebook, and I see that first thing.
Well, that really is rubbing it in, isn't
it? I hope it rains for him.
He's no friend, is he?
I hope he gets delayed on the way home. He has to sit in the airport for 27 hours.
Well, I'm sure he will now, you said that.
And twisted. Anyway, here we go again, then, Tuesday's edition of the show. Another blustery day, cold, wintry showers.
Oh, boo-hoo.
At 8:46. The high.
The Northwest's weather.
With Scottish Power's Home Comfort Boiler Care. Looking after you this winter.
The Real Breakfast Show. Real Radio.
That's Eliza Doolittle and Pack Up. It's 7 minutes past six. Good morning, it's Real Radio. It's Tuesday. It's the 9th of November. Only 46 sleeps to go till Christmas.
Is that all? Right.
Oh, that was a very muted. What are you doing? What are you doing?
We are actually broadcasting here, you know.
I've just realised I've written Monday on the plan.
I wouldn't worry about it, because on Friday it was Thursday, and on Wednesday it was Monday. I kind of just get used not to look at it.
I'll level with you. We are used to a few minor cock-ups now and again.
Pass us the running order here, though. We can have a little look what's on the show.
Anything?
Nothing exciting.
There's nothing at 7.06, 7.15, 7.20 or 7.25.
Nothing at 6.15.
They're for your creative.
Oh, is that for us? We'd have to fill in there,
don't we?
Tell
you
what.
Fill in the blanks.
I'm worried about 8.06 and 8.15.
We've got something for that. It's on your email.
The troublesome 7 to 7.30 hour is still troublesome.
I'd say it's in a lot of trouble this morning.
Yeah.
We have got something after 8, and that's Help for Heroes, because today the auction goes live at 8 o'clock, and we, after 8 o'clock, are going to tell you about all the fantastic auction prizes, and let me tell you, there's a lot of them.
I only wish I had more money.
I do. There's some really good stuff you want to bid, but...
I've been bidding for everything. There's some great sports stuff on there. There really is.
Hey, I've got some good news. Well, we started the show, like, 4 minutes ago, talking about how cold it is.
Yeah.
Apparently, on Thursday, it's going to be lovely again. I'm just reading in the evening news. It says, the first snow flurries of the season brought an early winter to the Peak District yesterday. And there's a picture of a silhouetted man walking across a snake pass.
That's there you go. Nice black and white photo, though.
It's lovely, though, isn't it? It's the sort of photo that Fred would have, you know, when before he does the weather. And Alice has been sent in by Barbara.
Who's an amateur photographer.
Yeah, in Heaton Chapel. Yeah. After the sunshine and calm conditions of the weekend, the conditions brought by a low-pressure system, this is what's causing it in the Atlantic, gave us the first real taste of winter. But forecasters, all right, you ready for this, are promising that the wet weather and the cold will disappear by tomorrow and by Thursday. Temperatures could be as high as 10 degrees.
I don't really care about
global
the temperature.
Global warming.
I just want it to stop raining. That's all I want.
It's going to be sunnier tomorrow.
Don't care about the actual temperature in particular.
As the dog and I trudged round the park yesterday, and then we got back home and I had to dry him from head to toe. Right. It was just like, ugh.
Right. I'm going to say something controversial.
Go on.
What's the fun in having a dog when you have to do that?
Well, it means you get out.
Yeah,
there must be some point.
No, hang on a minute. There must be some point, Deb. Seriously, some little point where you just say, I can't be honest.
Some days I look and I just think, oh, I don't want to go out. And then I sort of move around and the dog knows what time he goes out. And he looks at me.
Beautiful little thing.
And he's got a little excited look on his face. And I'm like, come on,
you could dive into them. Beautiful doggy eyes.
Yes, exactly.
I'll level with you. About halfway round my walk yesterday afternoon, I was thinking, what the blazes am I actually doing?
Yeah.
What am I doing?
Gave him away.
We were both just drowned rats, both of us. And then you're right, it's the rigmarole of having to dry them off when you get home.
I see so many of them. Smelly wet towel on your radio.
And it stinks for the rest of the day.
The field at the back of our house, and I see dog walkers passing.
Trudging.
Yesterday looked so fed up. I'm really wishing they'd bought a cat.
And of course, the predictable thing happened when I got in yesterday, which was I always let him off the lead so he can run in the house. Lindsay's in the house, and all I hear is, Jake! At the top of a voice, because those muddy paw prints have gone through the entire house.
Oh,
not great dog walker weather. But there's an upside. Thursday will be nice for you.
Oh, beautiful. One day.
Tropical.
Looking
10.
Forward to it.
Still quite gusty, though. Gusts up to 45 miles per hour.
Well, I'll walk him in my shorts.
You bored your dog yet, Laura?
No.
She never walks him, though.
No, that's true.
I do. I walked him yesterday.
6 o'clock club. We'll do it next after Elton on Real.
your star. Are you ready for love?
Yes, I am. Elton John, I know you're ready for love. 6:14, good morning, it's Real Radio. It's Tuesday, 6 o'clock club time now. Let's induct someone else into our legendary 6 o'clock club.
And when you're inducted, you can hold your head up high. You can accept the adulation of your peers by the fact that you are a member of the 6 o'clock club.
Well, it is exclusive.
Well, it is, and so exclusive, you very rarely actually get the certificate that you want.
Mm-hmm. I'll level with you.
More complaints.
No complaints here, but I'll level with you that I don't think this morning's person's going to answer.
It's very brief, isn't it?
Yeah. When we have a brief one-line email, very rarely do they pick up the phone.
That's
but
true.
Let's hope we're proved wrong this morning.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've got a good feeling about
have
it.
Have you?
Yeah.
Hello?
Proved us wrong. Morning, Nige!
Morning.
Ditchy and Salty here from Real Radio.
Yes.
Well, this is very formal. what are you up to at the moment? Because it doesn't really say a lot on your email.
I'm at work at the moment.
And where do you work, Nige?
I can't say.
You can't?
Oh.
Do you work for the government?
Nah.
McDonald's drive-thru?
No, nothing as classy as it.
Are you on security somewhere?
No, it's just, I shouldn't be on the phone, so.
Should be on the phone.
Oh, right. Well,
be on the phone.
We don't want to get you in trouble. What time do you start your working day, though, Nige?
Six.
So, yeah, 15 minutes in. Not going to look good. The gaffer walks past. No. There's Nige. All of them two clowns off the radio.
Exactly. You could be in trouble. And what time do you finish?
Two.
Right, so you're on a 6-2. And where are you working?
He's not going to say, is he?
No, I mean, where is
it?
Geographically.
St. Allen.
He said he did quick.
Very quickly.
Right, we'll let him go. Yeah. Your membership number, 964, Nige. Welcome to our club.
Good to you, mate. Thanks very much.
See you later.
Bye. He couldn't speak there,
couldn't speak.
Which is a bit unfortunate, you know, considering the feature.
Kind of helps, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But if you would like to be a member of our 6 o'clock club and can speak, just email us via the website.
Okay.
Parksy.
Here you are.
Absolutely love this.
Sunday to Friday morning from 10. Parksy on Real Radio.
There are some things you just know.
The Real Breakfast Show.
With Stena Line. Escape to Ireland by car from £69 single. Conditions apply.
The Northwest Real Radio.
Charles and Eddie. And would I lie to you? 6:23. Good morning. It's Real Radio. It is Ditchy and Salty, and we are here until 10 o'clock. Just wasting your time every morning, you know?
Just whiling away the hours.
Fun with the pun coming up. And, of course, the birthday payday. And 220,083 Vietnamese dong.
That's a lot of dong.
Oh, it's a lot of dong. I'm just reading in the papers this morning.
Yeah.
A couple of little things. One. About I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, which starts on Sunday.
Yeah.
And apparently Sean Ryde is going in here.
You see, I think that would be very entertaining, but I can't see him lasting very long.
No. I mean, £80,000 is what he's rumoured to be pocketing for it. £80,000 and if... in fact, this might make a good pun.
Oh, go on.
Thrills and Belly Aches is what they've done. There he is there, eating what looks like a kangaroo testicle.
Thing is with Sean Ryder, I've met Sean Ryder once.
Have you?
Shall we say that it was at about 7:30 in the morning and he'd had a few.
He was just coming home, was he?
So I can't see him lasting very long in the jungle without any of his home comforts,
I don't think he uses that anymore, any like that, does he?
Is he not on the ale anymore?
I don't think so. He sorted himself out. He got married, didn't he? About 6 months ago. I remember seeing the pictures in the Manchester Evening News.
Oh,
and
I
don't
know.
And he seemed all right.
Oh, really?
I've got Bez's mobile phone number.
Well, let's give Bez a ring.
No, you see... See, I used to do this feature on a rival radio station. Let's give Bez a buzz.
Right.
Which is always, I think maybe we should bring it back. But it was highly criticised because people used to say I was having a go at people who quite, you know.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't have a clue every time we rang.
Well, I know, but
it was great entertainment.
If he's an old pal, you should look
him
up,
really. A pal in any way, shape or form. I just nicked his number out of someone else's phone and thought it would be funny to call him.
Well, I mean, I've still got the number for Sid Waddell. We could give Sid a buzz.
I don't think I could go another one of them conversations. As entertaining as it was, my brain ached after it.
It went all around the houses, didn't it?
It's a fix, says Tracy's dad, according to the X Factor. This is front page of the Sun this morning. Apparently, he said it's a complete fix. He's seething. Seething is Fitzgerald Cohen, Tracy's dad, 68.
Well, in other X Factor news, furious fans are demanding that Cheryl Cole is sacked
Sacks?
After the Fix fiasco, yes. Sobbing Cheryl was shocked by the backlash from viewers, and rightly so.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you know what it said, though? It did actually say, I've read somewhere, that they can abstain if they choose to.
They just made that up.
I know, well, I think they have, because I've never heard that before.
Made it up as they go along, yeah, that's what they've done.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, my favourite headline of the day, Arsene faces another tricky European tie in his own backyard. Good morning.
Say no more.
That's it. That's the end of Cheryl Cole.
Sorry. Just discussing, on the show matters there.
There's the new song by Cheryl Cole.
Yeah. I like that song.
No, Debbie, don't like
no,
it, please.
I do, honestly,
no, don't.
I think
don't.
Really
how can you like it?
What do you think?
I like it.
Oh, get away.
What's all like the middle? Is that a Geordie speak?
I don't actually know. Alouetta. It's French.
No,
it's the Geordie version of Alouetta.
It's some sort of Geordie catchphrase for, I don't know, Palmo and Am or something. I don't know.
All she's doing is going,
I've turned African.
Yeah.
I'm doing a dance.
All variations on that.
That's a new single, and it's called Promise This. On the way, fun with the pun in just a sec. But right now, news time. Cold and wet again today. 8 the high, 6:30. What is happening, Carissa?
Well, Northwest troops killed in Afghanistan are among those being honoured with a remembrance field.
Aircheckdownloads.com.